Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tavkuf Ayin Tes, mitzvah 579, the mitzvah of Gerushin. This is a mitzvah that obviously we could spend months on, let alone 20 minutes, but we will try to squeeze in some of the Ikarim, some of the major ideas regarding the mitzvah of Gerushin. Obviously, we know that not every mitzvah is a mitzvah that we want to do, but as we've always said, a mitzvah is in every situation in life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us how to act in that situation. So if somebody is at a stage where divorce, where Gerushin is the option that Halacha says should be done in a certain case, then he has to do it through the method of Gerushin, through the method of giving a shtar. That's exactly how the Chinuch formulates it, but let's first see the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Perach Avdala, Ki Yikach Yesh Isha Uva Allah. If a man lives with a woman, marries a woman, as we had the mitzvah of Kiddushin earlier, Uva Allah. And he lives with her, vahaya, im motim sachein be'enav, if she does not find favor in his eyes, if they don't get along anymore, ki matza ba'ervas davar, that example is given in the Torah, that's an extreme example, there's a problem of erva, v'kasav la sefer krisus, he must write for her, v'kasav la, two major words, every word in this pasuk is darshan, the Maseches Gittin, to teach us something, v'kasav, it must be written, it can't be anything else, la, specifically for her, lishma, sefer, it has to be a physical item that has writing recorded on it, krisut, it has to be total separation between the husband and the wife, v'nasan v'yad, then he must put it in her hands, v'shilcha mibeso, and then he sends her from his house, halachically. That's the mitzvah of Gerushin. V'yatza mibeso, the next pasuk says, and she goes out of his house, v'halcha v'haisa le'ish acher, and he goes, she is allowed to go out and get married to somebody else. Interesting that the Torah feels the need to mention the heter and the actually carrying out of the heter. It could be leading into the next mitzvah, which is the Isra Machzer Grushaso, which is the next pasuk and the next mitzvah that Beit Hashem we will talk about. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Tav Kuf Ayin Tes, Shenitz Tavinu, Kishen Nirtza Lagarish Nishoseinu Lagarish Osan Bechsav. When we want to divorce our wives, then we must divorce it Bechsav. V'alzeh Haksav Yomar Hakosav Sefer Krisus. That's what's called Sefer Krisus in the Torah. V'shiyikru Osora Boseinu Zachonu Mavracha Get. That's what's called a get. A get is the Aramaic word for shtar, and this is the ultimate shtar, the ultimate in the sense of the ultimate halachically rooted shtar. Most halachas apply to this. V'kasala, sefer krisus v'nasan biyada. Okay, so first some hashkafa before he gets into some halacha. Yishar shi ha-mitzvah. Lefi, sheha isha nivreis la'azor la'adam. Fehi lo ke'echan mikleichem daso. Man and woman are supposed to help each other. That is the purpose of a marriage, right? Like the Ramban emphasizes in Parshas Bereishis on v'hayu l'basar echad. The Pasuk tells us in Perak Beis Pasuk Avdalan and Breishis, Alken Yazov Ish as Aviv as Imo, a person, when they get married, leaves their parents, V'davak B'Ishto, their first loyalty becomes the spouse, V'hayu L'Basar Echad, and they become one flesh. What does that mean? Rashi says it means the baby that is born. Through the baby, they are one flesh. Havlad Notzar Al Yedei Shnehem, V'sham Na'aseh B'Saram Echad. The Ramban argues with that. He says this is something unique to humans. And even animals have offspring. L'Basar Echad means the relationship, means the many levels that they are connected on. Ki HaBehema V'Achaya Ein Lohem Dveikus B'Nish Nekevo Sehen. They don't have a relationship. Al Yavo Azach Ralez Nekeva Shimatze V'Yelchu Lohem U'Mipreizel Mar Katuv Ba'avur Shenekeva Sa'adam Haysa Etzem Me'atzomav U'Basar Mi'Bisaro. Because as we know, man and woman were really one neshama, as the Gemara says, they were created together and then separated to come back together. V'Davakba V'Haysa B'Cheko Kibisaro V'Yachpots Ba Liyosa Tamid Imo V'Roan Ezisho Seyen Kilu Heim Imam V'Basar Echad. They will look at each other as one basar. That is the ultimate purpose. So if a husband and wife are not achieving that purpose, that unity, so then there's a problem. Kenyan Shamra, like the, he quotes Chazal's, Hashem wants to give the option. If the couple do not get along in an extreme way and they can't live with each other, so unlike other religions, which the Sefer HaChinuch says a couple of lines later, which say there's no such thing as divorce. Once you're married, and even in a terrible situation, and even in situations where halacha would suggest divorce, still those religions say it's asur. mutter, but we say no, it's mutter. There are many cases that one shouldn't get divorced, right? The Abu Draham even writes why there's no bracha on the mitzvah of gerushin, unlike kiddushin, because sanui hamagarish, the Gemara says, and many times the gerushin is a mitzvah abab avera. Wow, that's the language of the Abu Draham. But if there is a situation where it would be a mitzvah, so we do not hold like the other religions that a person is in a situation where it's impossible to get out, the Torah gives us this option. And based on this, the Chinuch even quotes the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Gittin, which has caused many to try to come up with suggestions to explain this difficult Mishnah. The Mishnah says at the end, Shafilu, different reasons why, what could be the basis for divorce. The Mishnah in Gittin Datsadi, right, Machlokas, Beis Hillel says, even if she burns the food, it's basis for divorce. Rabbi Akiva says, Afilu matza acheres nahimen. He finds somebody more beautiful. This Rabbi Akiva talking. The beautiful relationship he had with his wife, as we know, Rachel. How are we supposed to understand this? That this is the basis? The Torah gives an extreme example, as we just read. Ki matza ba ervas davar. Fine, that we understand. A problem of arayas, a problem of erva. That there's, the husband and the wife are not faithful to each other. So that's a basis. But these other issues, so what's the Mishnah talking about? So there are many difficult, pshat them given. I'll just mention one. Rav Schwab, if you want to look at it, also has a pshat, not specifically for this, but he quotes many of these types of halachos, where he has a very fascinating chiluk, which has to be worked out through the examples that he gives. He says some mitzvahs are, you have to do all the prati pratim, and some mitzvahs you have more flexibility in terms of, you have to think what Hashem wants from us within this mitzvah. So he says gerushin is one of those types. Rav Yaakov has a more specific answer to our case of gerushin. Amnam nireh, says Rav Yaakov, shekan yorda Torah levayer lanu mahu inyan isuin. It's just the opposite of what you think. You read the Mishnah and you think, what does Judaism think about marriage? Right, just for burning the food, you get divorced, you can throw it all away. Says Rav Yaakov, no, just the opposite. Hainu, Judaism has such a high standard of marriage and what the relationship is supposed to be about. And therefore, if somebody gets so upset that even if my wife just burns the food, even if one's wife just, you know, you find somebody else more beautiful, he says that's not a reason, that's a reflection, what we call a siman, not a siba. That's a reflection that there's a red flag going on here and you have to work on your relationship, or else it could lead to divorce. Not that this should be the reason, but if this is making, if you see somebody else more beautiful and a person starts thinking of marrying that person because she's more beautiful, then there's a serious issue with the marriage itself, and one has to delve into his own marriage or her own marriage to improve it. Hainu, shekal adam tzarech lachshov al ishto she had yoser chachama vayoser noeh vayoser tova mishar hanashim sheba olam. Every man and every woman has to think about each other, that they are the wisest, the best one for me, the best person to share my life with. V'im yitachein shu matza acheres noeh heimena. And if it's possible that he sees someone else, and he has some type of halamina nimsa sheshuvehu ena machashiv esishto lahachi noeh. V'yokei zehu siman shein zivuka molo yafeh. And that's also a tichatav shilo. That's it. It's not a siba. It's a siman. And therefore, one has to work on his own marriage. V'nimsa shakdocha zatav shel eno siba sagerushin ela ma shemargish zeh letfiyah olea zui siba sagerushin. If you think this is a taina, it shouldn't be a taina. If you think it's a taina, that could lead to divorce. And therefore, one has to double his own efforts and go back into the marriage and put the time in. So that Mishnah really is just the opposite of what we might have thought. Not a reason, but a reflection of what Yadus thinks about the marriage. Okay, this is just some ideas behind it. But again, as we know in general, marriage is something terrible in divorce. I'm sorry, marriage is beautiful. Divorce is something terrible. The Gemara says at the end of Maseches Gittin, the Mizbeach cries over every divorce, right? And it's something that we work very, very hard. In the days of old, divorce was something much, much less common. Bizman Azer, Rachman al-Islam, has become a lot more common and much more accepted. And it's something that marriage constantly requires work and focus. And therefore, one has to make sure that they take care of their marriage and they make sure to spend time with their spouse. I always like to say, we can never forget that father and mother responsibilities never take the place of husband and wife responsibilities. And two people can ever just wear the mom and dad hat. They have to have the husband and wife hat and make sure that they spend have time for each other, even in their crazy, hectic, busy lives. Good. Midini HaMitzvah, says the Chinuch. Let's get to some of the halachas, which is the basis of an entire mesechta. Mashamr zacharnu lavracha. Let's go through some of them. Shaget shezacharnu tzoracha ishli tno biyada isho biyad shlucha. A man has to give this get, this shtar, to the woman or to the woman shliach. Sheshlucho shel adam kamoso. Right, one of the sources, beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin, one of the sources for shlucho shel adam kamoso is Kiddushin and Gerushin. And he can even put it into her chatzer. We'll have to get to that. Isn't it automatically that everything that a woman owns, her husband owns? But we will see this is an exception to the rule. You put it into her chatzer, what's called ba'in ke'echad. It happens at the same time that she gets her own reshus and she's kona her get. She obviously has to be there. Why? Because get is looked at as a chov. Lefisha get chovula bin chaval adam el b'fanav. Getting cannot happen without her das. If you skip a couple of lines, the Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Rambam. And the Rambam says there are 10 halachos, 10 crucial halachos that make up Ikarei Gerushin. Ikarei Gerushin min HaTorah. What is that? Number one, Shelo Yagari Sheish Ela Bertzono. A man has to, a man can't be forced to give a get. What's called a get Me'usa. Get Me'usa does not work. It has to be done willingly. Mumehen Shekofen Oso Adi Yisrael Achi Yomar Rotzani. Sometimes Bezdin will have to force him until he says, I want to, which is one of the mysteries in Halacha. If Bezdin is beating up the guy to give a get, because Halacha he has to give a get, and then he says, okay, I want to, that's not called forced. That's not called get me'usa. Pasha, that's a me'usa. How does that work? So that's the famous Rambam at the end of the second parak of Hilchas Gerushin, where the Rambam says, Misha takfo yetzer hara, v'levata mitzvah, olazos aveira. If somebody's yetzer hara overcame him and is causing him not to do a mitzvah or to do an aveira, v'huka atcha aser davar shechayav lasoso, oshen israchek mi davar sheasru lasoso, and Bezdin hits him until he does the right thing, Ein ze anas mimenu elahu anas atzmo b'dayto hara'ah. And it's amazing that the Rambam is the one here that's talking. It's not that he was anus giving it, but they remove the ones, remove the Yetzer Hara, because every Jew deep down wants to do the right thing, wants to follow Bezdin, wants to follow what Hashem wants from him, and therefore this is considered rotze ani. This is considered an example of rotzon. Right. The other issue, another very lamaisa issue that comes up regarding get musa, are prenuptial agreements. The issue, the main issue that any writer of a prenuptial agreement has to get over, which prenuptial agreements everybody agrees is something that is the goal of it, is something that is desirable. It has to be. There's so many problems where there are situations where spouses leave their mates without giving a get and just separate, and they present aguna situations most of the time, the husband to the wife. But with prenuptial agreements, that is meant to prevent that problem, because he will think twice before he does it, because there is a financial obligation that kicks in based on certain situations. But the problem is that called the get me'usa? So that's what the poskim who write the prenuptial agreements have to get over, that hump, that problem of creating a situation which is not called me'usa in halacha. And there are very solutions that are suggested. Feel free to look into the sugya of the contemporary prenuptial agreements. That's one of the issues that they deal with. Okay, but now back to our discussion. So what are the 10 rules the Rambam quotes? Number one, a man has to divorce his wife, may ritzono. The wife doesn't have to have ratzon, she has to have das. That's the din d'oraisa. Even though we know Chayyim Rabbeinu Gershom for more than 1,000 years, it's been the din that a man cannot divorce his wife bal karcha. Right, well, before that he can. Rav Schachter always likes to point out that many of the charamim, the din of Rabbeinu Gershom, it does not mean that, oh, beforehand it was okay, and afterwards Rabbeinu Gershom was the chadesh, a new thing. Beforehand, it was a good thing to read your friend's mail. Rabbeinu Gershom was v'chadish, oh, don't read your friend's mail. It's not right. What, beforehand you can? Of course, beforehand it was wrong too. It was wrong to divorce one's wife, bal karcha, even beforehand. Why is that the halacha d'oraisa? We can't ask why. There's a certain halachic mechanism called Gerushin that goes in one direction, And Kiddushin does not go in one direction. Gerushin does. Why that is, it has to do with the intricacies of the mechanisms. But we're not asking why, we're asking what. But that's the principle. But even before Rabbeinu Gershom, it was not a good idea. It was terrible to divorce one's wife al karcha, to have more than one wife, because it didn't lead to proper relationships, or to read one's mail. Those are the three most famous parts of Achera Rabbeinu Gershom. What did Rabbeinu Gershom add? Achera means a curse on the person, that the person should die, the person should drop dead. That's Achera. That was the added element that Rabbeinu Gershom did. But even before him, it wasn't a good idea. So either way, but Lamaisa, as we know, the halacha today is one cannot divorce forcibly, whether the man on a deraisa level or the woman on a derabana level. But that is all number one. On a deraisa level, it has to be meiratzon ha'ish. Number two, shigarish b'ksav lo b'davar acher. He has to give ksav. He can't give shava kesef. He can't give. Can't be divorced with any other action like kiddushin, which has three pathways. Number three, sheyia inyan ksav shegir shav esira mikinyanu. The tochen, the content of the ksav, has to be that he divorces her and removes her from his rishus. Number four, sheyia inyanu davar akores bein olavina. It has to be totally separating content. There can't be any connection. You're divorced, almanas, that you can ever drink wine. Right? No, there has to be a total separation. No reality that still connects them. Number five, she nechtav lishma. It has to be written lishma. A man can't go to a store and get a generic get. It has to be written lishma by a sofer. Number six, shelo yeha get mechuser maisak shekivasa el nesinoso. The only thing that has to be left out after he writes it is giving it. If a man writes it on a tree and then he has to cut off the tree in order to give the branch to the woman, that's not good. That's pasul. Pasul daraisa. It can't be written by mechubar. It has to be only lacking nesina. Number seven, sheyitnenula. He has to actually give it to her. Number eight, sheyitnenula b'fnei edim. He has to give it to her in front of witnesses. So this is a crucial one. What if he didn't have given in front of witnesses? What if he just has a video camera there? So everybody knows, but there are no witnesses there. Similar question is asked by Kiddushin. And the Gemara says, even if we know for sure that it took place, that the Kiddushin of the Gershon took place, they're not married, they're not divorced. Why? This gets into the sugya of two types of edim. There are, in general, two types of witnesses that we could talk about in halacha. The type that is by most major events are what's called edim birur, edim levarer hadavar. Edim are there in order to prove afterwards what occurred and to clarify. If I sell you something, I don't need witnesses there. I would want witnesses there so there's no mix-ups in the future. So there are witnesses that A sold something to B. So that is Edei Birur, they're there, Levarer Hadavar. And that's what most things need in life. They don't need Edim there, they're only there in order to prove afterwards what happened. But then there are what we call Edei Kiyum. Likiyume Milsa is the language of Chazal. What does that mean? Certain events are so transcendental and so amazing and important and significant that they can't take place without witnesses appointed, designated, viewing it. And this is can be looked at as a qualitatively different type of aid or just a quantitative. The so seems to say it's just a quantitative jump. But Rav Chaim in the Grach HaLashas in Hilchas Yibum says this is a qualitatively different type of aid. Edei Kiyum and Edei Birur are very different. And therefore, the events like marriage, like divorce, that require Edim there, not just Levar Hadavar, because even if you have a video camera, you still need them, and if you don't have them there, the event did not take place. That's Edei Kiyum. Hadabin an Edim L'Kiyum E'milsa, Hainu Rak Hechashim Iskayima Davar Midaito, Ukmo Gittin V'Kiddushin, Shebidaito Osa HaKiddushin V'Hagirishin V'Shiluach. This is something in your control, and you need Edei Kiyum. Edei Kiyum there. But something like, he says, Chalitza, which is just Memela to bring a heter, or something like selling anything, any other type of transaction that wouldn't need Edei Kiyum, that would just need Edei Birur. That's the important discussion of Reb Chaim and others regarding Edim. That is number eight. He has to give it in front of Edim. Number nine, if you nether lo b'toras gerushin, he has to give it b'toras gerushin. If he gives a get b'toras mekachu memkar, something else, that it doesn't work. And number 10, sheyeh habal o shlucha hu sheyitnenu la. The husband or the husband shliach has to be the one that gives it. Those are the 10 dinim da'araisa, according to the Rambam, according to the Chinuch. V'kol elu mevu'arim b'mashmo'as ha'kasiv. All of these are learned out from the pasuk itself. V'sharad ram shebeget. The other part of the get, meaning the date and the signing of the witnesses, right? Edi Chasima, not just Edi Mesira. That is all Midivrei Sofrim. Good. What is the most important line in the get? We have the Toref and the Tofes, the more important part, the less important part, but the Ikar of the get is twofold. Ani, sheyomar ish la isha, ani ploni megarish oscha plonis, shehayita ishti kodem aisa getzer, v'hariyat muteris l'chol adam. The description of what's occurring and the result halachically. Both of those has to be in the get. And he writes in the next paragraph, the entire nusach haget. Number one, the issue of the get is releasing her from his reshus, and number two, she is now allowed to marry others. That is needed. But the minhag is to write the get in Aramaic, and it's written with a special nusach. Even though it can be written with any language, this is the nusach haget. He then quotes in first person. A person says, "Ana ploni bar ploni," writes the whole get. He ends off kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, and the edim sign below. The minhag is to write it in 12 lines, right? Gematria of the word get. Ubeshita achrona kosrin kedas Moshe v'Yisrael levad, and the last line only has kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. So this is the concept of get. One other hosafa of the Gra writes, it's quoted here in the Pnina Mishulchan HaGra, this idea of why the get is 12 lines to be gematria get. He says, "Atam lama bakru baget she'en lo bir b'chol makam." What does the word get mean? It's 12 lines because it's called get, but why is it called get? Say, call it chadozeh. That's also 12. O Yud Beis, Sheim Gamke Misparzeh. Yishlomar says the Gra, it's a well to much talked about Gra, that there is no word in Lashon HaKodesh. I've heard it in the Torah. But he says, Lashon HaKodesh, Shum Teva, Shetiyena Shtei Osios Elu Ritzufas Besocha. There's no word in Lashon HaKodesh where Gimel and Tes are next to each other in the word, to symbolize that this is a total separation, Ki Nisparid Hazug. And in the footnotes he quotes, Rav Chaim Kanievsky adds on four more, Gimel Kuf, Zayin Tes, Zayin Tzadi and Samach Tzadi, those are also never together. Only Chaim Kanievsky can come up with that. And Yesh Lomar, you can say get is the first two. The first ones in the alphabet, Gimel and Tes, those are the earliest ones, and that's why they chose that to signify the lack of connection that there will be there for the rest of the relationship. Again, obviously, get is a huge topic. When is one mevatel? What if somebody goes throughout their lives a happy marriage? They're being mevatel the mitzvah of gerushin? No. The only bittel is if somebody divorces his wife in that situation without giving her a get. So it's not called a divorce in halacha. But if somebody separates from his wife and thinks that he could just say, "You are divorced," or some other way, then it's a bittel asay, and his onesh and the chinuch is gadol ma'od, because she's still married and she's a nation ish, and she could lead to mamzerus and iser, isurei misa v'chulu. So that is the bittel asay. Maybe next time, the mitzvah of the iser of taking back one's wife. Machshav Grushasa will talk more about general gittin ideas as well in terms of how the process works.